Well, you went into free agency with a lot of money to spend, a lot of cap room, came back with a lot of guys. I think there's a perception out there among fans who want everything that, you know, why didn't we get Sue? Why didn't we get Murray? But how do you feel about the people that you brought in right now?
We feel really, really good. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a plan. You know, every year you go after a lot of guys, you know, and you're not going to get them all. Mm-hmm. But our intent was to go out hard and heavy after each one of these guys, and we were able to land a whole lot of guys that we really liked. And we feel really good about the players that we added to our roster.
Mm-hmm. You were saying that you wanted to get starter-type guys. It looks like there's four or five, maybe more starters-type guys that you went and got.
That was the plan.
Yeah.
That was the plan. That's what we want to do. Is they come in, compete, and kind of mesh with what we, you know, what we have here, and adapt themselves to the new coaching staff, and we get it going.
One spot you haven't gotten yet is receiver. That's something, just the way the market played, there weren't the guys out there that you wanted, or how?
Yeah, that's just the way it played out. You know, we'll pursue some guys, and you know, it's still a decision by others. They have to make their decision. So you get some, and you don't.
I don't know if you can speak to this or not, but were you in on Sue, or was that just done so quickly that?
Well, you know, not to elaborate on, but yes, we were. Mm-hmm. We were going after him.
Been a lot of talk about Greg Hardy over the past couple of days, and I mean, obviously it's a competitive environment. So, but I mean, is he eliminated from the realm of possibility of coming in here? Yeah. How do you look at him?
Yeah, at this point, you know, we don't have any intentions of doing anything with him. You know, it's his situation is it's a delicate one. You know, it's ongoing with the league also, so we. Anything that we do is information, like we do all the players, it's information gathering.
Now, obviously, you still got more free agency, and there's still the draft to go. There's lots of mm-hmm. things you can do. I mean, I think a lot of people thought that you were going, man, they're going to get a lot of things for Derek Carr. And you got guys that can block and help in that way, but guys that are going to catch the ball and make plays other than Roy Helu, you're right. Confident there's going to be more guys coming in that realm?
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm.
How's Theo's health from the surgery? Where is he at?
Right now he's rehabbing, and the rehab is going well. Rehab is going well, and we're just getting he's not up here rehabbing, and he's down in his rehab place, and we're confident from the reports that we're getting down there that he's doing really well on his rehab.
So you got now four guys who have been starting linebackers, Malcolm and Curtis and Theo and Khalil. Mm-hmm. How do you see it? Is it a matter of getting competition in depth there, or could somebody
absolutely.
Move it around? Or?
Absolutely. You know, you just want to add as many good players as you can, and you let it, you know, the coaches will figure that out.
Your the signing of Nate Allen, there's a lot of people from the outside that study this stuff more than me from the outside, but not as much as you guys do from the inside. You guys obviously saw something pretty special in him that you wanted to bring him in, give him a multi-year contract when he said last year he came in and it was only like a one-year thing. What do you see in him that impressed you?
Well, bottom line, he's a good football player. You know, he can play both safety positions. From what we see on tape, from a range and instincts and just the overall athletic ability, I mean, he has everything what our coaching staff is want to use. And that was a major factor. They're going to use them the right way, and we're excited to have them on board.
You guys, you obviously had Wiz at center and as a free agent, but chose to go with Rodney. What is it about Rodney that you guys like so much?
I mean, evaluating him, we just thought he was a really good football player. You know, he pass protection and run blocking, he stays on the seat. He was just a good football player, and we jumped at the opportunity to add him.
The guys you signed this year are a lot younger than the guys mm-hmm. you signed last year. Is that something you guys went into wanting to do, get younger guys who?
Yeah, we want to get some guys that can kind of in their prime and give us a few years. You know, we feel like the leadership that we have now, we can just add to the roster to get better. last year was more, we let a lot of guys go early. Feel like we didn't have the leadership. We got some guys who were who had played some years, and they provided a lot to our younger players last year. So hopefully we can grow from that and continue. And we'll continue to add some young players now. And that's what we wanted to do this year, get some youth and kind of inject some starter-type guys and try to win some ball games.
We get to talk to pretty much six guys on conference calls like in the same day, and they were all pretty much, I mean, and everybody's excited when they first get a contract. Mm-hmm. I get that.
Right.
But they were all pretty much like-minded. No, this is different. This is something's going on here. Did you get the vibe from those guys that way too, that they were, you know, they were really on board, that there's something going on here, that this is...
No question. It was genuine. Mm-hmm. The guys feel it. You know, they know. You know, the players know, coaches know, and I think they feed each other, and the whole building is feeling it.
Do you think in some of the instances of guys that you didn't get, that if you would have got them in the building, then maybe that they just didn't get that far?
Yeah. Yeah. Anytime you can get a guy in the building, that's always helped from a recruiting standpoint. But the way this thing works now, it's hard to get to that point.
Is that energy, is that coming from Jack, you think? Where is that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that, and not just from him, it's the entire coaching staff, you know, it's a different vibe. Good vibe.
Charles Woodson said, we talked to him a few minutes ago, and he said, we got so many guys that played, and that makes a big difference. Do you see that too? Do you think that makes a difference with guys?
Yeah, a lot, you know, because a lot of those guys, especially when they can turn it over and be good teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And then being a good teacher and being able to have that background of playing the game, no question, that's added value.
Mm-hmm. You have four quarterbacks under contract. Mm-hmm. Right now. Do you think that number is going to trim? Maybe by one, now that you have Christian in, maybe?
At some point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But it had to be, you talked about Nick Roach before, kind of had to be disappointing that didn't work out, that he wasn't able to.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and those things are so delicate,
yeah.
You know, and he fought through it and tried his, you know, he tried his best during the season to try to get back, mm-hmm. and it just didn't work out for him. He couldn't pass the test, and
yeah.
He still, you know, has a little bit of struggles, and so we thought it best for him
right.
to go ahead and part ways.